Lindsay. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Have we found you in Seattle today?
I'm in Seattle, yes, in a hotel room, a day room, but I've just come to have a shower. We've got a show in a bit, but it's the sort of hotel room where, how do I describe it? You know, not too far away from kind of paint peeling off the walls sort of place. The kind of place you'd imagine someone might set up a rifle out of the window to carry out an assassination attempt or something.
The sniper suite.
Yeah, that sort of thing, if that makes sense to you. I don't know, that's how it feels to me, anyway.
Oh, I can picture it. I think we could definitely picture it. Well, you're playing.
Have you got an adequate description of my surroundings for you, Lindsay?
It's theatre of the mind, Alex. It's working perfectly. Because
you know me, mate. You know me.
I do. Well, last time we spoke, I think we talked about songwriting as peeling onions and frying garlic and stuff, so I'm well up there with your...
Oh, did we?
With your allegory stories. You're playing at the Space Needle tonight.
I beg your pardon?
the Seattle Center, which is where the Space Needle is in Seattle.
Oh, yeah. You know, I saw that out in the tour bus window this morning. That's the landmark in Seattle, isn't it? I suppose the needle.
But if we can move on from Seattle.
Well, let's talk about another place. Enough with the Seattle.
How about Australia, which is where you are going to be in May next year?
I would love to, yeah. Let's talk about that.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. You chatted last time about that you hadn't made any plans. The plans have been made. You're going to be here playing massive shows. I don't know if there's any Space Needles, but there's definitely some entertainment centres and arenas. The biggest shows you guys have played in Australia, I would imagine.
Yeah. I agree. It was, I think that's right. And really looking forward to it, as always, you know, regardless of where we're playing. It's always we jump at the chance to get down to that part of the world. You know that by now.
We do. Well, if you don't mind, I wouldn't mind introducing you to someone who is equally excited as you. Monica's on the line from Sydney. And Monica, you just bought Arctic Monkeys tickets for your boyfriend.
Yes, I only bought them for him because it's kind of like a Christmas, birthday, and anniversary present. But, you know, I love the Arctic Monkeys myself. I love them so much.
Well,
but
say hello to Alex.
Hello, Monica.
How are you, Alex? I'm awesome. How are you?
Pretty good, love. All the better for hearing you. So how long is the anniversary, if you don't mind me asking?
It'll be our 1 year.
1 year, eh?
Yeah, because I'm a uni student. I wanted to go myself, but, you know, I can't really
And you're not even going to come yourself. You selflessly bought the tickets as a 1 year anniversary present, did you?
I sure did, because, you know.
Well, isn't he a lucky boy, Monica, eh?
He is.
I hope
indeed.
He's got you something good.
You never know.
As if your boyfriend hasn't also gone and bought you an Arctic Monkeys ticket, Monica.
Who knows? You'd have to ask him.
Well, it's 1 year. It's the big one. It's not gold. It's not silver. It's not. What's 1 year anniversary?
I think it's paper.
Paper.
I don't know.
Hey, Monica, we'll see you.
Kit Kat wrapper foil.
Anniversary.
Well, if he's listening, he better get the finger out, hadn't he? And reciprocate.
Who knows?
We'll see you at the Entertainment Centre. We'll see your boyfriend at the Entertainment Centre in Sydney, Monica, and more than likely we'll see you as well on the 6th of May. Thank you, Monica.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, love.
What song are you guys loving playing from the album right now? Last time I spoke to you, you were rehearsing for Switzerland. You hadn't really played so many songs live. What's one that you are loving playing now?
I'd snap out of it, yeah. All of them, really. I mean, it's a lot of fun to play them new ones, but that one's good.
All right, we'll throw a snap out of it on right now on Triple J. Alex Turner from the Arctic Monkeys hanging on the line on Triple J. And that was Snap Out of It on Triple J. Alex Turner from the Arctic Monkeys is on the line and coming to Australia. I saw some photos of some of your first album shows. Can you tell me, Alex, is the amazing-looking teardrop-shaped 12-string electric guitar coming here?
Oh, of course. I hope so, yeah. That's leading the way. I might just fly there on it.
Fly to Australia on the Starstream. You have to watch the tuning after that, though.
Straddling it like a stallion.
Now, before you get to Australia, Alex, you've got a bit of time off. I'm looking at your tour dates. You've got some time off over Christmas. Are you going to be heading home, spending a bit of time, you know, with the family and all that kind of stuff, Sheffield style?
Yeah, I should think so. Although we were just there. We had a show in Sheffield. We've been there quite a lot recently.
Now, what's the relationship between Sheffield and Chesterfield? We had a caller on the line from Chesterfield yesterday.
What's the relationship like? Not, I wouldn't say, certainly not bad. Probably, I would say, better than the relationship between Sheffield and Leeds. That'd be how I'd describe that. But truthfully, I don't know, really.
Well, I'm going to play you just a couple of grabs from this woman who called up yesterday. First of all, she said this.
I'm Chesterfield, so it's like maybe 20 minutes away from Sheffield.
So you would be well across the Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, yeah, we saw them, Adam. Do you know the Leadmill? That's where they started playing when they were starting up.
Do you remember the Leadmill days, Alex?
Certainly, mate. Yeah. Etched into my memory. Well, that's where they sort of used to have the old indie disco and that, before the band and that, when we were just going out in town, that'd be where we'd go and sort of.
She reckons that her mate's boyfriend had an opportunity to play for Arctic Monkeys. Have a listen to this.
One of my best friends, Lindy, her fella, went to school with him, and they asked, they were like, oh, do you want to play drums in this band? And he was like, oh, no, you're all right. And I was like, oh, shit.
Do you remember offering the drumming gig to some guy who turned you down, Alex?
Not really, mate. Nah, there's probably a lot of fibs like that. Did you get a name?
No, we didn't get the name. That was the thing.
Yeah. I make a lot of offers and a lot of promises and keep very few of them.
And you've got Matty Helders anyway, so you're absolutely in fine form.
Yeah, so I think if my memory serves, it was always going to be him. I don't know. I could be wrong.
As
I don't remember casting that wide a net.
Especially when you've got such a talent in Matt Helders, and only because it's coming up to Christmas, I want to take you back a few years to this particular moment. Does Matt Helders still sing Wham songs on stage with you guys, Alex?
Not since then we haven't done that. I think that might have been a limited time offer. But you never know. I'm not ruling it out. We are, as you say, approaching the season.
Have you guys done a charity Christmas single or anything like that before? We're putting one together here at Triple J at the moment, and I was just hoping for some advice. But
a charity Christmas single?
Yeah, we're getting a few Australian musicians together just to bash together a silly tune and have a sing.
Enjoy that.
Thank you.
I look forward to hearing it. I tell you what I do like, actually, is that one of my favourite albums this year is that Unknown Mortal Orchestra album. I think that came out back in March or something.
At the very start of the
They're
year.
They're from that part of the world, aren't they? Are they from New Zealand? I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there used to be a band called Mint Chicks. One of the dudes started up the band Unknown Mortal Orchestra. It's good, hey, and his guitar style is insane. That sort of finger picking, not psychedelic nonsense. It's great.
Yeah, man. I haven't had the chance to see them, but I do. I like their music, definitely.
Yeah, and they travel here a lot as well. Excellent. Well, that is a good list, sir. We're going to see you when you are in Australia in May next year. It's going to be wonderful. Just before we let you go, we have one more person who wants to say good day. Emily is travelling from Townsville to Sydney. That is a long trip. That's like an 18 to 20 hour trip. Emily, say good day to Alex.
Hey, Alex. How you going?
Hello, love. How you doing?
Good. I'm better now that I've got a ticket for your show next year.
Great. And what are you doing today?
I'm planning my trip for next year. I'm heading overseas.
Oh, yeah? Just planning the trip?
Yeah.
For next year. Okay. And where are you going to go on your travels?
South America, and then up to Canada, and hopefully over to Europe, so.
Oh, great. Well, that'll be fantastic, won't it? Yeah, well, you have a good time on that.
I will. I'll be seeing you guys next year.
I'm sure you will. Well, we'll see you at the show, love. Yeah, all right.
Lovely, Emily.
Take care.
No worries, you too.
Thank you, Emily.
Oh, dear.
Goodbye.
Alex, thank you so much for taking some time out of your paint-peeling hotel room in Seattle. Have fun at these shows. Have a lovely Christmas. And next year, we'll see you guys in the entertainment centres and arenas of Australia.
Indeed. I'll see you there, mate. Nice to chat to you.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.